with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I opened my Facebook this morning. All I could read, there's like three stories on, you know, right in a row about Bam suing Jeff Tremaine and Johnny Knoxville.
He's suing the whole crew, Spike and Jeff, and for like millions of dollars. So yeah, I don't think it's going to hold up because he failed some drug testing. So I don't think it's going to work out, but I feel for the guy, man. It's just
a rough spot, man. Rough spot.
It has been a fast spiral down, so we'll see what happens to that. But anyway, let's keep moving here. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Okay. I don't know a ton about this story. I'm just going to play you some audio, and we'll kind of go over everything.
Now, is this real audio, or is this another one of your...
This is real. First of all the audio I play on the show is real. Everything is legit. But no, this is real, and it comes out of Ohio.
It turned out to be $25,000. They were cleaning out their house, and they cleaned out their refrigerator, threw all the garbage, grabbed all the freezer stuff, put it in a bag, and then the grandma's like, hey, there's an envelope with $25,000 in there. Don't lose that.
Couldn't believe it. It took 10 minutes, and I seen it. I said, man, that looks just like that.
So an Ohio family got some good news when a waste management workers found a bag with $25,000 in cash that they accidentally threw in the trash. Can I say something real quick? If you throw away $25,000, you shouldn't get it back. I'm sorry.
Like, you should have an idea that envelope is, even if you put it there 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You still know, hey, it's 25 G's in the freezer. You know, don't forget about that.
Dude, why do you just have $25,000 laying around the house?
It's because grandma does things like that. She, like, stashes
stuff. I don't trust. After the Great Depression, I don't trust banks anymore. I don't trust to put my money. Know? No, I'm not doing that. Wouldn't you like have like in big letters like cash on there and maybe put it in? So, well, you're cleaning it. It's like everyone's, oh, okay, I'm just going to sweep this in. Hey, we got all this trash on the table. I'm just going to sweep it all in the bag. Hey,
is there an envelope in the freezer? Do you think somebody would have been curious right off the bat? Like, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
no meat in there.
Maybe grandma, go stuff that in your bra or something. Like, why?
Here's what it is. It was 25 G's so she could hide it from the family so she'd go to the casino.
She's been putting away her pennies each week. I know it sucks, and I know people have lost money, misplaced money, but, you know, there's got to be a point where we got to stop allowing people to just be so careless with, dude, if I take money from the bank, I am so protective of that money. Like, I hold on to it. I feel like it's
going to fly out the window, as you're driving down the road.
I treat it like the goose that laid the golden egg. That thing is not leaving my sight. And here they are, $25,000 in cash, and it gets thrown away in the trash.
Grandma, the hell? It's incredible, man. So, you know what? 25 G's, dude. So you think your family's kind of pissed off? Like, hey, you know, like, what other envelopes do you have around the house?
Yeah, how about we do some more cleaning? Let's do some more spring cleaning there, Grandma, and find the rest of the hoard of money you got, you know?
Let's take another lap around the house, Grandma. Any more envelopes floating around?
Let's start digging in the backyard there, Grandma. We're going to find all that jewelry that you buried like a pirate. I don't know. Well, luckily, these waste management workers were kind enough to return it. I think there's a lot of times where they wouldn't. They'd be like, I didn't find any. Hey, Steve, you find any cash? No, John, I didn't find any cash. $25,000. How do you accidentally throw away $25,000? I've misplaced a $20 bill before. I hate to say it. I've lost a few fives in my day.
Still, that's devastating.
Yeah. $25,000 just hanging around. Good people. I know sometimes banks can be smarmy, and we bailed them out before, but it's like that guy. Did I tell you about the guy at Walmart that I was losing my mind because he was sitting there getting upset that the machines at the checkout weren't taking cash at that point. It was card only. He's like, well, I don't trust banks. I only use cash.
Come on.
I'm like, what?
All right, step aside, buddy. We got people in line here.
Are you some mountain person just come down from the hills with your bag full of gold dust? And, oh, I got these gold. I got to take. I mean, come on, man.
I don't trust a bank. As he's got a cell phone in his hand waving it around.
I don't know about you, but them banks, I don't trust them. You got all these hoodlums riding around on horseback robbing them. It's like, oh, Jesus. It's 2021. Just trust a bank.
That's crazy. Grandma's rich, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah. Grandma needs to be put in a home because she's misplacing $25,000. All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.